This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan at this time. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up. Got to get a getting. Get on down there where folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer. And I'm glad some of you folks are interested in hearing the Old Trailblazer. Holler back across the fence and tell you folks over there, listen to Old Trailblazer. He's an old country boy, old country bumpkin, but he's bringing God's word. Would you do that for me? And then help me advertise the broadcast day by day. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And we're also on the internet on our website, radiomissions.org. I'm going to say that soft, quite slowly. Radiomission.org. You can go there and click on the Old Trailblazer broadcast, and you'll have a menu there. You can pick and choose some of the broadcasts that have already been aired and some that's coming up. You can pick on, choose them, and then hear them and let me know how you're doing. If you need more help, let me know. I'll be glad to help you with it. Or get somebody to help you with it. But we bring into these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and the Lord is blessing. We coming down. Oh, we're not near about to the end, but we're coming on down. And we're looking there in our last study at how Jacob blessed the two sons of Joseph. And just a gracious time. We're looking at how faith comes by grace. Faith can only be given to you by grace. Did you ever stop to think that everything you have is by grace? Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Everything I have is by grace. That's right. The Old Trailblazer. Nothing in my hands I hold, no, except by grace. And the scripture says in John 3:27, man receiveth nothing except it be given from above. You can't have a thankful heart, my friend, unless the Lord gives it to you. I ask my folks here, you know, I see so much that's not pleasing to the Lord. Worldliness and all of this divorce now and things that happen in our homes and in our families' homes. And I ask folks, I said, if you would just ask the Lord to give you a thankful heart, when you sit down to the supper table, do you give thanks unto the Lord? Do you thank Him, or do you just rush in like a bunch of hogs? Oh, my friend, I know. Listen, you say, Trailblazer, you critical. No, I'm not. I see how folks live. I eat in a restaurant quite often, and I don't see anybody. Once in a while, I see a family. On Sunday, the father bows his head and asks the blessing. I see that. We do that and wherever we go. But, my friend, I don't see much of it. Listen, you can't have a heart of praise unless the Lord gives it to you. That's the reason I asked you to ask the Lord for that. You can't have a heart of affection unless the Lord gives it to you. You can't have a heart of compassion unless the Lord gives it to you. You can't have a heart of love unless He gives it to you. You can't pray unless the Lord gives you that prayer. Oh, you can say a prayer, but I'm talking about praying, my friend. Talking about praying. I tell my folks here, especially those who are lost, you don't have to have a long, monotonous prayer to pray to the Lord, to try to affect the Lord by your long praying and all that. I told the folks not long ago, I said, the best prayer you can pray, lost sinner, is just, Lord, help. Lord, help! Oh, Peter, when he was walking on the water and he began to sink, what did he say? He didn't say, Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thou. No, he said, Lord, help. Lord, help me. Lord, help, old Peter. Old Trailblazer prayed that prayer many a time. I do now. I pray it for you. I pray it for my family. Lord, help my family. Help my family that's not saved. Lord, help my friends that are not saved. Lord, help my congregation who are not saved, many of them. Lord, help them to believe the Lord. You know how you get saved? Trust in the Lord. I have folks ask me, Trailblazer, what is salvation? I says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord day by day. And being delivered from the power of sin, the power of Satan. Oh, but my friend, listen. You may think that you can learn something, and you may be smarter than the Old Trailblazer, but everything I learned, the Lord has given it to me. And sometimes, and most of the time, I find it coming from a furnace of affliction. He teaches me to great truths about Himself, there in Isaiah 48:10. Now, let's bear in mind, now, whether we like it or not, that's so. And I'd rather have it that way. That keeps me humble at the feet of my blessed Lord. If I want to learn anything, I have to go there. Go there seeking the Lord. So grace, faith, let's call it the grace of faith, is universal throughout our entire lives. Now, from the very moment that God saves a sinner until we die, that faith is universal. You can't live without it. But faith manifests its greatest work when the believer comes to die. And that was so in Jacob's life. Old Jacob said he came to die. And I've often wondered why didn't he take some other incidents out of Jacob's life? He took the time when Jacob was dying. The Lord Jesus Christ is greatly glorified when his saints leave this world in a triumphant faith. Oh, my friend, would you let that soak in a little bit? I've been by the side of a bed, the folks who were dying. I know I visited a man one night over in Mobile, Alabama, and I heard he was dying or dead. And another brother and I went, and he told me, said, "You go in. I can't understand what he says. He's hard of hearing." And I went in there, and he said, "Brother Pendarvis," he said, "I want to go home, but not to Bayou La Batre." That's where he lived, over in a little old town called Bayou La Batre. He said, "I want to go home to be with my blessed Lord." Oh, Brother Gene Ladner, I never will forget him. He was an old fisherman, couldn't read and write his name. Oh, listen, I've sat on his porch over there in that little old town. Little old hot house was so hot you couldn't hardly stand it, didn't have nothing. But I heard him tell how the Lord saved him. What an old wretch he was. Can you do that, my friend? And I've often wondered about the Lord, how he waited till Jacob was a-dying. I think often of dying, do you? I've come to that place that I think of dying often. I tell my folks about it. If the Lord tarries, how long will he let me live? I don't know. That's his business. But death occupies a good bit of my thinking in the last several years. And I've searched the scriptures and I know what I'm facing and what he has for me on the other side. I'll tell you this. I often think about the resurrection morning. I often think about when the Lord comes back. When the Lord returns for his own, there'll be that shout. It'll be a shout. And the dead in Christ, those who are in the grave, and that'll be you and me if we go to be with the Lord before then, they'll come out first. Oh, but listen, my friend, what a glorious day that will be. And then, if you're alive, you go to be with him in the air. I've often pled with the Lord. Yes, that's right. And let me have a dying testimony, lingering there before death. Wouldn't that be good? Well, that's the Lord's business, isn't it? And there's a separation of the soul from the body and the pains that go with it, the suffering until the soul leaves the body. Now, I know that would be, in one sense of the word, awful. But if a person snatched out immediately, listen, now you may think I'm crazy, but I've often thought about lingering on the bed. And we could talk to every one of you folks who know the old Trailblazer. You'd pass by the bedside. The doctors and nurses would be, "Give you up. There's no hope." The Lord said, "Now, the time I'm calling you home." And I could witness to you one more time of the saving grace of our blessed Lord. You say, "Well, I never heard a pastor talk like that before." My pastor don't never talk. My friend, does he know the Lord? Let me ask you this. When you're 11 o'clock service dismisses some Sunday morning, you out there by the back door when the preacher comes out, say, "Pastor, would you tell us tonight how the Lord saves you? Would you just take one service and tell us how the Lord saves you?" The old Trailblazer tells us that oftentimes. Gives us a little how the Lord saved you, how he was awakened to be a lost sinner, and how he cried out for mercy, and how the Lord saved him, delivered him by the grace of God. Would you tell us, Pastor? We had never heard you say. We know that you said you were saved back there. But would you just tell us? But listen, I know that the Lord gives us living faith, but he'll have to give us dying faith. And as the Lord will give us faith to overcome the flesh, overcome the attractions of the world, overcome the temptations of Satan, he'll give us victorious faith to pass through death. Now, my friend, that's the point we have this morning in Jacob's life. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to give us the fruit of the Spirit. That's what they are. Joy, peace, love, tenderness, kindness, long-suffering, so on. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, to work in our hearts and lives. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. It's a cluster. You can't hardly have one without the other, no. So then he gives us power to support the soul, comfort the heart, illuminate the understanding, and direct the will in the last earthly struggle when the saint comes to die. Won't that be a gracious time, my friend? Are you ready to die? Let the old trailblazer just spend a moment with you, speaking about you and your soul. Are you ready to die? The Bible says everyone, every soul shall die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. I conduct funerals all over this country, and about the first thing I ask, are you saved? You living, you folks here, are you saved? Are you ready to go be with the Lord if this was you here in this casket up here in front of this little old chapel or out here under this tent? Are you ready to go be with the Lord? Folks don't want to hear that, you know it. I have folks complain. Oh, don't tell me that. No, don't tell me that. No, sir, don't tell me that. I'm not ready to die. Well, my friend, get ready to die. Don't get ready to live. Get ready to die. Because death is sure coming, my friend. It is appointed unto man once to die. If that was all there was to it, it'd be all right. But it says after that, the judgment. After that, the judgment. You're gonna be there at the judgment bar of God with no hope, with no cleansing blood, no, never been cleansed from sin? Are you going to be there, my friend? Or are you going to have on that robe of righteousness by the Lord Jesus Christ? What makes a difference in saint and a sinner? Covered by the blood. Are your sins covered by the blood, my friend? That's why we sing these gracious songs, covered by the blood. Underneath the blood, under the blood, all of those gracious old songs. And I'm going to play you one maybe in our next study. One of our old blood songs that we have here on CD. And the old trailblazer just reasoned with you. Would you just let's reason together? You ever reason with the Lord? Lord, I'm such a sinner. I'm not saved. Lord, save me. Would you save me for Christ's sake? The Lord will save you. He said he's not willing that you should perish. Oh, I know the world said, well, God died for everybody. Christ died for everybody. No, he didn't die for everybody. He died for the elect of God. Only the Lord knows who they are before the foundation of the world. But my friend, folks won't have that. They won't have it. They won't have part of it. They won't have a part in being saved. Or they want to believe there ain't no such a thing as a sovereign God or as an elective God. But there is. God's word is so plain. Peter said, ye are a chosen generation, speaking of the saints. A chosen generation, that means somebody chose them, doesn't it? Oh, my friend, I wish I could sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you this morning. Maybe way up there in the early morning hour, somewhere up there in Little Rock, Arkansas, or in Cincinnati, Ohio, but down there in Orlando, Florida, or up there in Kalamazoo, Michigan, or there in Tennessee, somewhere up there in Tennessee. I love Tennessee. But my friend, this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. I know I get carried away sometimes, but the thrust of this ministry is to preach the gospel. Are you saved? That's the question that we ask. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Can you lay down at night and look up into the starry skies and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me? I hope you can. But remember, my mailing address, it's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, and my website, radiomissions.org. You can go there and look on there and click on Trailblazer, live streaming and all those things. And if you need help, call me and let me hear from you. Goodbye and God bless you.